From Proposal 2 to the governor's race and far beyond that, we see that we're seeing a lot of contention in the run-up to the elections this year. To better understand the issues that are most important to the Michigan voters, we've dispatched reporters and producers throughout the state to ask people two questions. What are the most important issues for you as a Michigan voter, and what concerns you most about our political climate right now? Until the election, we'll continue bringing you their answers in a segment called Voter Voices. First, we'll hear from Bill Bahora from Royal Oak.
I own Ital Moda Furniture. It's ultra-contemporary design, been there 28 years. I like the candidate that present themselves in a way where the charisma, the elegance, the example, more than what they're going to say, because all candidate, they promise the whole world and they don't do it. The president of the United States, not necessarily I was a big fan in the beginning, but everybody's trying to smear him for no reason. Credit should be done when credit needed. A president to be investigated for over a year for allegation, it's not right. This is not the American way. And it makes me more and more supportive of Donald Trump because of what's happening to him by the media and by the Democrat. It's not right.
Good morning or afternoon. My name is Kimo Cox. I am a student at Calvin College in Grand Rapids. My issue is more concerned with East Michigan because I feel that people on the East Michigan, on the side of East Michigan, have been ignored and forgotten. So I want whoever is in office to make sure that they take care of that side, particularly in the Flint Saginaw area. I feel for those people because of the water crisis as well as general economic disparity. I think that a lot of our country, a lot of people are voting against their interests. There are a lot of people who are impoverished or poor, but they seem to be enchanted with current officials, despite their strategies, which is very detrimental to the very people that are voting for them. And I feel as though we're spending more money on building up buildings for mayors and people rather than actually putting the resources where it's needed in people, particularly disenfranchised people, a.k.a. black and brown, you know, people. So, yeah.
Special thanks to Rozzy Joffrey and Bryce Huffman for recording these interviews.